Billions of people around the world are dealing with extreme heat waves this summer. According to the UN, extreme heat is expected to kill 500,000 people a year under what it calls an extreme heat epidemic. UN Secretary General is Antonio Guterres. He says the extreme heat is having a huge impact around the world.
Extreme heat is increasingly tearing through economies, widening inequalities, undermining the Sustainable Development Goals, and killing people.
Guterres says extreme heat disproportionately impacts people in poor urban areas. He said the climate crisis is contributing more to natural disasters like hurricanes and floods, which hit poor people the hardest. In response to the climate crisis, Secretary General Guterres has created a new initiative called the Call to Action on Extreme Heat. He says the call to action focuses on some key areas, including limiting temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius by phasing out fossil fuels and scaling up investment in renewable energy, and protecting workers and the most vulnerable communities, among other things. Guterres says extreme heat is taking a toll on workers around the world.
Excessive heat is the cause of almost 23 million workplace injuries worldwide. And as daily temperatures rise above 34 degrees Celsius or 93.2 Fahrenheit, labor productivity drops by 50%. Heat stress at work is projected to cost the global economy $2.4 trillion by 2030.
He says laws and regulations need to change to adapt to the reality of extreme heat. The UN Environment Programme estimates that these measures could protect 3.5 billion people by 2050. 10 UN agencies, including UNICEF, the World Health Organization, and the World Meteorological Organization, among others, contributed to the report. According to the UN, expansion of fossil fuel industries has made it difficult for the world to reach its goal of limiting the rise in the global average temperature to 1.5 Celsius by the end of the century. Guterres said the world's addiction to fuels like oil and coal are like a disease, which is making the planet sick.
And the disease is the madness of incinerating our only home. The disease is the addiction to fossil fuels. The disease is climate inaction. And leaders across the board must wake up and step up. And that means governments, especially G20 countries, as well as the private sector, cities and regions, acting as though our future depends on it, because it does.
Experts say greenhouse gases from fossil fuels help trap heat, changing the energy balance between the heat coming in from the sun and that escaping Earth, meaning the planet retains more heat energy than before. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.